Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with John Hardy, the deputy director of the Russia program at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He and his colleague Peter Duran publish within these days, Ruble Rumble, Offensive and Defensive Measures to Defeat Russia in the Economic Domain. It's a well-written and comprehensive look at the sanctions regime in the second year of war. We've spoken of the economic sanctions, chiefly to do with energy. Now we turn to the financial sanctions, which require some definitions. John, what is SWIFT? And what is SPFS?
Right. So SWIFT is it's a really important part of the international financial system, really important part of the plumbing that allows banks to move money across the world seamlessly. So Russia has built its alternative to SWIFT called SPFS, started developing it back in 2014 after the initial round of Western sanctions following the annexation of Crimea. I think it was stood up somewhere around 2017. And Russia is trying to, especially since 2022, when these much harsher sanctions were put in place, Russia's tried to expand the use of it abroad, again, as an alternative to SWIFT. The United States and its Western allies have cut a large number of Russian banks off of SWIFT, which, again, impedes their ability to operate in the financial sector. So what we argue in the report is, you know, we need to target this alternative so Russia cannot use it as a go around. So, you know, one idea could be set a certain threshold for financial capitalization where if you're above that threshold and you use SPFS and you're an international financial institution, you're subject to U.S. sanctions. That's just one idea. I think there are a lot of ways to attack this problem. But the basic idea is that we need to prevent Russia from using this as a way to circumvent sanctions.
I read that the U.S. or U.S. and its NATO allies have made a decision to issue exemptions to banks. Gazprom Bank, Sberbank, VTB Bank, the central bank. Why exemptions? What does it do to advance the case against Russia?
Right. So as you can imagine, given Russia's role in the energy markets, many in the West, especially in Europe, are keen to avoid disrupting critical reliances. So, you know, if we want to keep buying oil from Russia, for example, which now the United States and most of Europe does not, you want to be able to have the banking channels to do that, right? So same goes for natural gas with Gazprom Bank, for example. So that's the reason for the exemptions. And that's actually why Gazprom Bank has not been sanctioned, or at least subject to the harshest full blocking sanctions that have been imposed against others, such as Sberbank, Russia's largest bank. But even with those other full, you know, quote unquote, full blocking sanctions against those other banks, you still have those energy related carve outs. So what we argue is we can go ahead and target Gazprom Bank. And if we need to, we can have an energy carve out like we do for the other banks, but we should reduce the overall number of carve-outs for these Russian banks. Like, we don't need, you know, 5 or 6 banks of carve-outs. We can consolidate it and really squeeze those financial institutions, which are systemically important to the Russian financial system and the Russian economy.
What is the role of organized crime in the evasion of sanctions and the facilitating of all of the transfers of money, the money laundering, the energy exchanges it sees? How does organized crime fit into this? Is it part of the regime?
So the word you use, facilitating, is a great one to describe the role of Russian organized crime. So I won't bore the listeners with the history of Russian organized crime, but essentially in today's day and age, these groups tend to operate as criminal service providers in Europe and elsewhere. It's things like moving money, arms, narcotics, even people. And so those same skills can make them useful to the Putin regime. And indeed, the Russian special services from time to time do cooperate with organized crime groups, for example, moving weapons to the Kurds to hurt Turkey, or things of that nature. Often organized criminal actors will position themselves as money launderers or even business partners, investment scouts for senior figures within the Putin regime. So what Peter and I argue is, you know, as we're focusing on enforcing sanctions and, you know, tightening the screws on the Russian economy and sanctions evasion, which, by the way, sanctions evasion is an increasing focus of the Biden administration and European allies as they've realized, you know, hey, holy cow, we put all these sanctions in place, but hey, the Russians are really good at evading them. So we got to tighten the screws, right? So within that focus, organized crime should be a priority, given, you know, how prolific some of these groups are in moving money.
And the rogue regimes, you mentioned Venezuela and Syria. I'm more compelled by the doubts about the non-rogue regimes that are part of the sanctions evasion. That would be Cyprus, for example, with its links to Turkey. And India, is there a way to address what you'd have to say is private enterprise with a wink from the government evading sanctions?
Yeah, India is definitely a tough nut to crack across a variety of areas. A major arms customer for Russia, obviously now become a huge oil importer for Russia. So, you know, India is tough. They're fiercely independent. They have deep ties with Russia, you know, going back many decades. So they'll be tough. But, you know, I think with skilled application of skilled diplomacy and perhaps a private tough word here and there, it could be possible to at least reduce that relationship over time. You're not going to cut it all at once, as the Indians have proven. But I think, you know, we can begin to wean them off. And I think the Indians, if they're smart, probably see the writing on the wall as well. They don't want to be seen as in bed with a country that is committing, you know, war crimes in Ukraine.
John Hardy is the deputy director of the Russia program at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, publishing with his colleague Peter Duran, Ruble Rumble, Offensive and Defensive Measures to Defeat Russia in the Economic Domain. It's a comprehensive document I recommend. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and-feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.